USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal court has stopped the overreach by President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers in 10 states. Those states are Alaska, Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wyoming. White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre when the order was first blocked.
Defending a policy is not a new thing from an administration, regardless if it's a Republican or a Democrat administration. This is something that happens all the time.
U.S. District Judge Matthew Shelp explains why in a 32-page order Monday. Essentially, it says health care facilities under Biden's order had to choose between providing substandard care or providing no health care at all. Barbados in the Caribbean island chain has become a republic, replacing the British monarch after 400 years. Prince Charles, heir to the British throne, was in attendance at the midnight ceremony. Sandra Mason was sworn in as Barbados' first president. USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Let's get an update on President Biden's partisan social spending bill.
Senate Democrats are negotiating amongst themselves on a key part of President Biden's economic agenda, a social spending bill, after the House passed it earlier this month. Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise accuses Democrats of being careless when it comes to government spending on Fox Business.
Because they've spent trillions more dollars, we're about to max out our credit card again. And what is their answer? They passed over to the Senate trillions more in spending, Maria. And by the way, deficit spending, that'll all go to the debt. They don't care about who's going to pay for this.
Democrats argue the bill is paid for with taxes on wealthy Americans and is necessary for the United States to overcome the COVID-19 pandemic and address other issues like climate change and the rising cost of living. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden at the final presidential debate in October of 2020.
220,000 Americans dead. If you hear nothing else I say tonight, hear this. Anyone who's responsible for not taking control, in fact, not saying I take no responsibility initially, anyone who's responsible for that many deaths should not remain as president of the United States of America.
350,000 Americans have died under the Biden administration. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich on Fox News says Biden's socialists in his cabinet are making all the wrong decisions for America.
He has brought in so many left-wing, big government socialists all throughout the government, and their policies are so bad that it's almost inconceivable that they can turn this around right now. I mean, the fact is that big government socialism doesn't work. You see it every day on the border. You see it every day in inflation. You see it every day in energy policy. As you pointed out earlier, Afghanistan remains, I think, one of the most embarrassing moments in American international history. I never thought I'd see an American government abandon American citizens the way the Biden administration has. So I think this is going to continue to get worse. The American public, when they learn the details on almost every front, they're opposed to it.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.